This is program number LW2278. Well, James Frost thought it was the last time he would ever see that ring, his class ring. He dropped it while water skiing on Lake Murray near Ardmore, Oklahoma. Hi, this is Larry West. But he got a phone call not long ago, and the voice on the other end said, "You're going to think I'm crazy, but did you graduate from Neville High School in 1967? "Yes," was the answer, and James was to learn that his ring had actually been found. Some kids had fished it out of the lake by accident. Get this. Back in 1969, just 1 year after James had lost it while water skiing. The kids took it home, and the ring had been lying around their house ever since. Finally, they decided to investigate its owner. You know, James hasn't been the only lucky loser around. Let me tell you about another fellow. Bob Brazil was driving along near Horsehead Lake in Arkansas when all of a sudden he spotted a wallet at the side of the road. He got out of his car, walked over, and picked it up. Now, maybe you can imagine his incredible surprise when Bob found that it was his own wallet, one that he had lost. Now, are you ready for this one? He lost it 2 years before. Bob claims he lost the wallet when his boat had capsized 2 years before, and he claims that the $19 he had been carrying in it was still there. Let me give you some more incredible lucky loser stories. An Australian woman who works in a cannery there claims she got her long-lost watch back. She says it was returned through the good offices of Mrs. George Lacey of Hollisley, England, who says she found it inside. Now, are you ready for this one? She says she found it inside a can of pears taken from that cannery. A woman by the name of Margaret Lowry says she had similar luck with her engagement ring. She says she packed by mistake in a box of tea bags in Scotland. She married and immigrated to Boston, and it was there in Boston that she says a letter reached her from a Chicago tea company. Her ring was enclosed. Now, I'm not a potato farmer, so I don't know exactly how those things grow, but personally, I find this next little story a little hard to believe anyway. A West German farmer's wife says she lost her wedding ring 40 years ago in a potato field, and she says she found it recently in a kitchen. Are you ready? Inside a potato grown in that field. Well, you can believe those stories or some of them if you want you. The choice is yours. But as you know, I've got to make a point out of all of this. I guess you could call all these people lucky losers. They did find their things by accident. And, you know, as great as the odds are against it, I guess just about anything can be found. Anything except heaven. There's a lot of people, frankly, who think they can slip through there as though by accident. But let me tell you, it'll never happen. Heaven's one thing you've got to go looking for. And believe it or not, not even all those who look for it will find it. Jesus Christ himself said one day, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." There's more to it than just being a good guy. There's more to it than just non-involved believing. The Bible says you've got to put out some effort. You've got to get in there and sweat and hurt and sacrifice. You've got to be a giver, not a taker. The Bible says you can be saved by grace. That's a free gift. But to keep it, you've got to serve. Just one more. Back in 1953, a fellow by the name of Boone Aiken lost his engraved fountain pen in Florence, South Carolina. 3 years later, he and Mrs. Aiken were in New York City. Now, did you get that? He lost it in Florence, South Carolina. 3 years later, they were in New York City. Mrs. Aiken left her hotel, was walking down the street, and she spied a pen lying on the sidewalk. You know whose they say it was? Yeah, that's what they claim. I guess anything can be found eventually, depending upon the odds against it. Anything but heaven. That's one place people will never find by accident. You've got to go looking for it, doing the will of the Father. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course I think will help. It is yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.